Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down. The ancient Jewish anointing is merged with the new covenant Christian anointing to form what Paul calls the one new man, and we're getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. This week will do it to you. John Paul Jackson, I'm speaking to him from his office in North Sutton, New Hampshire. John Paul Jackson has been called to teach believers how to understand dreams and visions. John Paul, why is this so important?
Because God wants to speak to his people. He wants them to reach the purpose for which he placed them here on earth. And so he, being eternal, sees from eternity outside of time, sees our future, knows why he put us here, and wants to communicate with us in ways that will help us achieve that purpose.
You know, Mishpocha, I'm the type of person that we'll get some great teaching this week, but I like demonstrations. And so, John Paul, I had two dreams separated by a day. They're very short dreams. I'd like to tell you both of them, and I'd like you to tell me what you believe they mean, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first was I was alone, and I was walking through a church that I had been a member of for 10 years, a good church, and I said hello to a few people as I was walking, and I didn't stop, and I walked right out of the back door, and it was sort of like almost a hot knife through butter. I just went right through it and out the back door. Then 2 days later, I had a second dream in which a husband of a staff member was burying their daughter who had died. And this person was told where to bury her. And I didn't like the location. And I thought he didn't like the location. And so I said, well, you don't have to do that. You really, she should be buried at this other place. And he said, I know that what you're saying is correct, but I feel like I should go along with what they're telling me to do. And those were the two dreams.
Well, so in your first dream, it really is simple. What we try to do, we try to teach people, is that you want to reduce the dream to its simplest form. What most people try to do is they try to make a dream very complicated, thinking that if it's God, it has to be a very complicated dream. But the reality is, if you take a look at the parables that Jesus, Yeshua, gave us, you find out that he really reduced things to its simplest format. And what we want to do is we want to do that with the same with dreams. In your first dream, it says basically this: God is going to allow you to make way through the church, and you're going to be able to go through it with ease. And what God has given you to give to the church as a whole, he is going to make a way for that to happen. So it won't be resisted. It won't be a very difficult thing for you. You said you went through like a hot knife through butter. You're able to go in and you'll be able to go out. You'll be able to go from church to church, delivering what God has called you to deliver with very little effort. It's almost like both efficiency and effectiveness. You will be both efficient, going through with ease, and effective, that as you go through, people will be touched by what God has given you. Then the second dream basically talks about the issue of a man whose daughter is not, I don't believe the dream has to do with her literal death. I believe that the dream has to do with the death of what we would call the old man. The old man has passed away. We have been resurrected into a new man, and there's something new coming to his daughter. There's something new that's going to be taking place with her, and she is going to walk into a newness of life. Now, the issue of where she is to be buried is like what. Trying to remember what somebody has done in their past. The issue is not so much what they've done in the past, it's what they're going to. But there is an issue of the properly understanding why I went through what I did. And if you don't have the right burial place, you don't have the right understanding of what happened, you will be prone to recommit those sins again. In other words, you'll fall prey to those type of temptations all over again if you don't get bury the thing in the right place, in the right way, and recognize, oh, I had this problem because this happened in my life. I need to get rid of that in my life so I'm not tempted in that area again.
Well, my goodness. I didn't get all of that out of that. I think I have to take more of your courses. People that do take your courses, you give nuggets. You give ideas that, and they all come from the Bible, that most of us have never even thought of before. Could you tell me someone that took your course and then had a dream, either themselves or someone else, and what effect it had on them?
Oh, well, sure. For example, we send teams out to various places around the United States. Anything that's major in significance, we'll always have dream teams there, or what we call prophetic evangelism teams there. And they will interpret dreams. They give encouraging words. They will they'll do various things to minister prophetically to people. And so we take our students who have graduated from these courses, and we send them out. We have, you know, there's nothing in America right now, Sid, and I don't say that in a braggadocious way. I say that in a way that God has opened up so many doors for us that there's nothing that happens in America of any national significance that we don't have dream teams there, from Sundance Film Festival, Golden Globe Awards, Burning Man, Haunted Happenings, things all over the United States, NFL playoff games, World Series games, etc. We're going to have prophetic evangelism dream teams there. So we have teams like that going out all the time. We just had a team go out, and one testimony that I just received back was this testimony. A woman is walking along the road, and the road becomes glass, and under the glass she sees piranha. And these piranha are swimming there waiting for something to eat. She realizes that they're waiting for her. She proceeds down the road. She recognizes that there is an opening that's coming up, and that if she keeps going, she's going to fall into these water with these piranha. And so there's somebody pushing her in the back, and then what happens is the person pushing her in the back is up grabbing her, and she begins to yell at them, and she starts to fall into the water. And the interpretation of that was given to this woman that actually brought her into relationship with Yeshua, because she recognized it was true, was that she was on a road that was taking her to her destruction, that there were things that she thought was friendly at first because she couldn't see the reality of what they were, the piranha. She thought the road was taking her where she wanted to go, not knowing that the road actually ended up being full of death for her, and that if she continued on this road, the things that she thought were working for her will then end up being the ones that destroy her. And so we gave that interpretation, she was given that interpretation by our team, and she recognizes what's going on. Then we were given a word of knowledge as well about this being powers of darkness, and she confesses that she was involved in a coven, that she was actually the leader of that coven, and that these voices who had one time been very friendly to her had just in the last 2 weeks begin to threaten her that if she did not obey them, they would end up killing her. And so the dream revealed that, and the Lord gave us the interpretation of it, or the team the interpretation of it, and she became a Christian that day.
So just so our mishpocha understand, you go to a lot of big events, New Age festivals, music festivals, and you just like have a booth, and the sign says dream interpretation, or what does the sign say?
Well, what we do is we realize that we're dealing with people who don't necessarily understand the things of the Spirit of God. And so what we do is we'll say things like dream interpretation. We'll say things like, instead of saying prophetic ministry, we'll say things like spiritual readings, because we want to grab their attention. Instead of saying things like deliverance, we'll call it spiritual cleansing. And so by the end of things going on, we take them through deliverance, we take them through dream interpretation, etc., they end up telling us, Sid, this was none other than the hand of God. And that is absolutely stunning to me.
And listen, this is so wonderful because most churches in America, let's be candid, are for the ones that have been there their whole life and a few backslidden Christians, but virtually are not touching their community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about time that it changes. So I love what you're doing. And I want to see our people that are listening to us right now start moving in these dimensions. And so we put a package together of your two CDs. And this is a great way to begin your journey to understand dreams and visions. The title is Basics of Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events. And it's teaching by John Paul Jackson. And then when we did our television show with John Paul Jackson, you know, you kind of catch an anointing. There's teaching and there's catching an anointing. You catch the anointing by listening and viewing the interview. And then John Paul Jackson prays for an impartation for you to get extra help to understand dreams and visions. And then probably the most precise prophet I've ever met in my life, Charles Dixon from Africa, he did a TV show with me, and he teaches on the prophetic, and then he prays for an impartation of the prophetic anointing. And I have to tell you, I was sitting at a table with several of my guests after the television show. I'm reminded one of the guests is Mahesh Chavda. And this is a mighty man of God. And this particular prophet, Charles Dixon, had heard of Mahesh, but they really didn't know much about him. And he did the same thing with him that he did for myself, for John Paul Jackson, for other people. I believe this is God's time for people to be moving in the prophetic anointings, and everybody dreams. And everybody that's a believer or a non-believer wants insight into what is the language of dreams? What is God really speaking? So we're making the two television shows on DVD plus the two CDs, The Basics of Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events, available for a donation of $30. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.